This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Iran has released a Chinese-American Princeton University scholar in exchange for a U.S.-held Iranian scientist. 38-year-old Shiwei Wang had been held by Tehran since 2016 and was given a 10-year prison sentence on charges of espionage. He was met in Zurich today by the special U.S. representative for Iran, Brian Hook. That is where the swap took place. Wang was exchanged for Masoud Soleimani, arrested in Chicago last year for violating American trade sanctions against Iran. U.S. President Donald Trump in a statement says, quote, "We thank our Swiss partners for their assistance in negotiating Mr. Wang's release with Iran." A question prompted by all this, does it mark a potential thaw in relations between Tehran and Washington after months of rising tensions? Investigators are trying to determine what caused a Saudi Air Force pilot to go on a deadly shooting rampage at a U.S. Navy base in Florida on Friday. AP correspondent Sagar Magani has a report.
Officials say the Saudi Air Force officer, who was an aviation student at Naval Air Station Pensacola, opened fire in a classroom, an attack that ended with him and three others dead.
It's a horrible thing that took place.
President Trump says Saudi King Salman called to offer condolences and the kingdom's anger over the officer's actions. Was it terrorism?
We're not going to report on that yet, but we'll be talking about it very soon.
Officials at the historic Florida Panhandle base say 12 people were hurt in the attack, including two sheriff's deputies. It came 2 days after a sailor at Pearl Harbor killed two civilians and then himself. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
Several bushfires in Australia have widened to form a huge megablaze that is burning out of control north of Sydney, and authorities are warning they cannot contain the fire until weather conditions ease. Spot fires have raged every day for the past 3 months in much of eastern Australia due to a long drought. More news at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. The United States has formally resumed peace talks with the Afghan Taliban 3 months after President Trump abruptly halted the year-long process aimed at finding a political settlement with the insurgent group. At today's meeting in Qatar, the focus was said to be a reduction of violence that leads to talks between the insurgents and the Afghan government, and then a ceasefire to end America's longest war. The White House is refusing so far an offer to take a role in the impeachment process in Capitol Hill. The Democratic-led House of Representatives continues its hearings next week and appears ready to return articles of impeachment against President Trump by Christmas. AP's Mike Gracia has a report.
The White House indicates it will not participate in the next impeachment hearing scheduled for Monday. A letter from White House counsel Pat Cipollone, addressed to Representative Gerald Nadler, the Democratic chairman of the Judiciary Committee, did not expressly state the White House's refusal to participate. But Cipollone wrote that House Democrats are wasting America's time with what he termed a charade. The Judiciary Committee had given the White House until Friday evening to declare whether or not it intended to have legal representation at a hearing scheduled for Monday morning. Mike Gracia, Washington.
President Trump says he will temporarily hold off designating Mexican drug cartels as terrorist organizations at the request of Mexico's president, Andrés Manuel López Obrador. The Mexican leader says he wants U.S. cooperation on fighting drug gangs, not what he calls intervention. Three of this year's Nobel Prize laureates say addressing climate change is of enormous importance to the world and that people, and especially rich nations, should understand that. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports from London.
Winners of the prizes in physics, chemistry and economics made the assessment at a news conference ahead of next week's presentation of the prizes. A physics prize co-winner criticised people who shrug off climate change on the grounds that anyway we're going to leave the Earth at some point, while one of the other laureates cautioned that dealing with climate change will require a change in behaviour, particularly in the rich countries, that are heavy consumers of goods and energy. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The United States has imposed sanctions on three Iranian-backed Iraqi militia leaders over their alleged role in suppressing protests that have shaken Iraq. They're accused of ordering their forces to fire on street demonstrators, protesting government corruption and high unemployment. Since the civil unrest began in October, it is estimated that some 400 Iraqis have been killed by security forces. Announcing the sanctions, U.S. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said peaceful public dissent and protest are fundamental elements of all democracies. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo added, the Iraqi people want their country back. More news at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.